Joshua turned the seal of the shoulder bag and pulled out the black wedge of Mayope he'd brought. He had chosen it specially in the lumberyard back on Lalonde. It was a standard slice, 25 centimeters long, but the bark was still attached, and, more importantly, there was a small twig with a few shriveled leaves. He dropped it on the middle of the desk, making a solid thud. Kenneth stopped laughing and leaned forward. "Good Lord!" He tapped it with a fingernail, then gave it a harder knock with his knuckles. Without speaking, Joshua handed over a stainless steel chisel. Kenneth applied the sharp blade to the wood. "I can't even scratch it." "You normally need a fission blade to cut Mayope, but it can be cut with the mechanical power saws you have on Norfolk," Joshua said, "though it's a brute of a job. As you can imagine, once it's cut into shape, it's incredibly hard-wearing. I expect your artisans could come up with a few interesting applications if they put their minds to it." Kenneth picked the wedge up in one hand to test the weight, pulling thoughtfully on his lower lip with the other. "Mayope, you call it?" "That's right. It comes from a planet called Lalonde, which is tropical. In other words, it won't grow here on Norfolk. Not without extensive engineering, anyway." He looked at Gideon, who was standing behind Kenneth's chair. The man showed a certain admiration for the wood, but he wasn't particularly involved, not like his senior cousin. Surely an aide should at least ask one question. But then he hadn't said a word since they had been introduced. Why was he present? Joshua instinctively knew the reason was important. If the Kavanaghs were as eminent as they appeared, even an injured one wouldn't be wasting time standing about in an office doing nothing. He thought of Ione again. "Trust yourself when it comes to people," she'd said. "Have you been to any other importers with this?" Kenneth asked cautiously. "I only arrived today. Naturally, I came to a Kavanagh first." "That's most courteous of you to honour my family in such a fashion, Captain, and I very much like to return the gesture. I'm sure we can come to some arrangement. As you know, Roseyards aren't legally allowed to sell their produce before the new crop comes in, but fortunately my family does have an unofficial allocation system. Let's see what I can find for you." He put the Mayope down and began typing. Joshua met Gideon's gaze levelly. "Did you lead a very physically active life before your accident?" "Yes, we of the gentry do tend to enjoy our sports. There is little to do in Kesteven during the winter months, so we have an extensive range of events to amuse us. My fall was a sorry blow." "So office life doesn't really suit you?" "It's the best occupation given my circumstances," I felt. Kenneth had stopped typing. "You know, you wouldn't be nearly so restricted in freefall," Joshua said. "There are many people with medical problems who lead very full lives on starships and industrial stations." "Is that so?" Gideon asked tonelessly. "Yes, perhaps you'd care to consider it. I have a vacancy on board Lady Macbeth at the moment. Nothing technical, but it's decent work. You could try it for a Norfolk year, see if it's more agreeable to you than office work. If not, I'll bring you back when I return for another cargo of tears next summer. The pay is reasonable, and I provide insurance for all my crew." Joshua looked straight at Kenneth. "Which includes complete medical cover." "That is extraordinarily generous of you, Captain," Gideon said. "I'd like to accept those terms. I'll try shipboard life for a year." "Welcome aboard." Kenneth resumed typing, then studied the holoscreen display. "You're in luck, Captain Calvert. I believe I can supply you with 3,000 cases of Norfolk tears, which comes to approximately 1,000 tons. My cousin, Grant Kavanagh, has some extensive rose groves in his Quick Lady estate, and he hasn't yet placed all the cases. That district produces an absolutely first-rate bouquet." "Wonderful," Joshua said. "I'm sure Cousin Grant will want to meet such an important client," Kenneth said. "On behalf of the family, I extend an invitation to you and Mr. Hanson to stay at Quicklade for the midsummer harvest. You can see our famous tears being collected." The light from Duchess was just making its presence felt as Joshua and Ashley walked out of the Drayton's import office.